This is CliffCentral.com.
George Meany is on Skype. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Gareth. Good, and you?
Good, good, good. What's happening in motoring this week?
Well, what's happening in motoring is people are getting away with fines more than ever before, I think.
Yes, lawlessness. General lawlessness.
General lawlessness. Between May and mid-July, the Gauteng Police or Police Traffic Department, 3,336 drivers were caught. And between these 3,336 drivers, 13,568 warrants were outstanding for their arrest, amounting to about 30 million rand.
That is insane, right?
Absolutely insane. But what drivers don't understand is that you can actually get arrested if you get stopped and the warrant has been issued. You can be detained, and there's some controversy over, you know, showing you that the warrant has been issued, but the police can reasonably detain you until such time as they get their hands on that warrant.
I think that, you know, this is really important. People have to pay their fines, because if you get caught in one of those roadblocks, it doesn't go well. It's not a good situation to be in. And as much as I hate funding the Metro Police in any which way, because I do think a lot of them are crooked and wretched people, we've got to follow the rules. We've got to try and be good citizens. We've got to try and do the right thing. And it doesn't seem to me a good enough excuse to go, oh, well, I don't pay my fines. Right?
I don't think it's a good enough excuse. Absolutely right. Because, you know, everything else aside, the infrastructure aside, the government aside, at the end of the day, the traffic laws are there for our safety. And love them or hate them, they're there for a reason. And, you know, it doesn't mean you must go lawless and you're going to put someone else's life in danger. So the fine's there for a reason. Nonetheless, taxi drivers in South Africa have over 30 million rands of fines outstanding as well.
Well, we know that taxi drivers are the worst, right?
They are absolutely the worst. But there is a something on the horizon which I think will stop minibus taxis from overloading or being driven recklessly. There's a startup, a local South African startup called Quick Lock 8, Q-U-I-C-K-L-O-C number 8.
Yeah.
And they are developing hardware and software that can track and monitor. So this is for taxi owners and the taxi association, that can track and monitor whether the taxi is overloaded, and whether the driver is driving recklessly, and they can remotely and safely cut the power to the taxi when the taxi is stationary.
Oh, wow. But couldn't that also be dangerous, like if they're on the highway?
Well, when the taxi is stationary and safely.
Okay, sorry. I didn't understand. I'm an idiot.
Well, I think Quick Lock 8 should get this into the market as quickly as possible.
That's awesome. All right, I like that idea. Very nice.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely love that idea. And then, you know, people complain about the cost of motoring going up all the time.
Yeah.
And there's been some research done, and the cost of motoring as an average monthly basket over the last 5 years has gone up from 6,144 rand to 7,851 rand. That's 28% increase, which if you divide that over 5 is roughly inflation, and in the last year has only gone up by 3%, which is lower than the average over the last 5 years.
Okay.
So people complain about the increased cost of motoring, but what they're doing is they're compensating. Besides the industries compensating, people are compensating by buying cheaper cars or downgrading in tough times. But it's not only consumers that have made the cost relatively flat or in line with inflation. It's also the insurance companies and the banks. I mean, vehicle insurance installments have only gone up 40% over the last 5 years, which, if you divide that across 5 years, is a very low number.
So, in other words, are you telling me that's good news?
You know what? In a complaining society, I always look for the good news. And if something is tracking below inflation,
all right,
that's a good thing, right?
You know what, George? I was not expecting this. I'm completely caught off guard. I expected bad news on this story, but look at you. You've surprised me, as usual.
Love it.
All right, I like
as
it.
As usual.
Awesome. Very good. Are there any other good news stories, or am I pushing my luck now?
Whether it's a good news story or not, I don't know. But I don't know if you saw the YouTube or a video did the rounds on in Gauteng at the safari park in Hartbeespoort, where a group of lions surrounded a car.
Yes.
And one of the lions decided to perch himself on the car.
I saw that video.
And the car decided to begin reversing, and eventually the lion left the car. But imagine being surrounded by these brutes that could probably get into the car if they really, really wanted to.
And eat you. This is very important. People don't understand that, especially foreign tourists. With peace and love, foreign tourists, I would like to remind you that lions like to eat people.
Mm.
Isn't that right, George?
Exactly. Do not get out of the car. And then very lastly... if you like classic cars, there was a classic car in the park event at Swartkops Raceway.
Oh, yeah?
In Pretoria. And
did you go?
It's organized. Pardon?
Is it still coming up, or did you go?
No, I didn't go. Okay. And it's organized in Pretoria every year. And spectators can expect to see all kinds of classic cars, including Steve McQueen's Mustang 390 GT.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty cool.
So it is still coming up, and it's on the 4th of August, and admission price is R100.
Sounds awesome.
Trader doesn't have anything to do with it, but I thought it was an interesting thing if you're into classic.
You know, this is what we like about you. Even if it isn't Auto Trader specific, you still fill us in. That's very cool. Yeah. All right, George Meany, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much, Gareth.
Have an excellent day.
This is CliffCentral.com.